didn't know anything about that at the time. We had gotten the idea from some government air defense panels who independently conceived the idea that if you communicate using pseudo-noise waveforms, they'll be hard to jam for various mathematical reasons, and they'd be very difficult to even intercept because they sound just like noise. So the challenge was to develop a way of having two of these things, one at the transmit end so that you could modulate a message onto it, and at the receiver, the key to unlock this message being an identical copy of that same pseudo-noise. So how do you do this? That's what I undertook as my doctorate thesis. Well, it turned out I'd had some Navy training duty at the National Security Agency. Later became the National Security Agency, and I knew about cryptographic key generators. So what I did was to generate these two pseudo-noises at both ends using what amounted to a very, in retrospect, stupid, but fairly, it got me my thesis. It was fine, it worked. It worked at least to that extent. A way of generating these two pseudo-noises at opposite ends of this communication link and synchronizing the two. That was the key, the thing that I worked on. And I was really proud to have been able to solve that problem, even though in retrospect it's embarrassing to look at how primitive and how mistaken a lot of that stuff was. So that was pretty heady stuff. Immediately the armed services wanted to have that kind of stuff developed into a system. So being an ambitious young guy, I got myself appointed manager of that little project. And after a while that got kind of stale, because we found that ionospheric multipath was causing horrible difficulties. Well, there was this genius guy in our group, another one of my heroes, a fellow named Bob Price. And Bob and I, in various ways, sort of co-invented something called the rake system, which would take these different multipaths. It was one of these, I later learned a phrase in IBM, which was, if you can't fix it, feature it. So here was this ionospheric multipath with all these successive arriving replicas of the individual of the initial one that you sent. And our idea was, hey, wait a minute. Instead of just using one of these and having to consider the other replicas as noise, why don't we try to figure out a way of using the repeated arrival of these signals that are all smeared together, try to take them apart and use all these different pieces and make them add up constructively. And that's what we did. We first worked out how it should go, particularly from the theoretical point of view, Bob Price, and then we actually built the system. And that was called the Rake Receiver, and it was a direct precursor about 10 years earlier. Let's see, we did that in 1958. That was about 6 years earlier than the self-adaptive telephone company modem invented by people like Bob Lucky and Dave Forney that optimizes a different parameter. It adapts to whatever the channel is in its way. And ours adapted to the ionosphere in its way. So that was also a pretty heady stuff. Something that the receiver that adapted itself and took all these variously arriving ionospheric multipaths and put them all back together again. Hey, boy, pretty good. Well, that got stale too.